I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, please bless all those in attendance tonight and help this council make the best decisions for the people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Leiberry.
Here. All right, having quorum. Everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the April 9th meeting. Have any questions, comments, corrections, additions? If none, could I have a motion to approve the minutes, please?
I make a motion to approve the minutes. April 9th, 2024.
I second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of April 9th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, moving on to the clerk's report. Cindy?
I don't have anything. It's later in the meeting regarding the windows.
Okay. Treasurer's report. Debbie?
And on the report, I have nothing tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Attorney's report. Mr. Collins?
I do have to apologize. I was to have that ordinance amending the outdoor liquor events done. And hopefully I didn't put anybody out. Levi sent me everything timely. I just somehow overlooked that. So I'll have that done for the next council meeting. And again, I do apologize.
All right. Thank you, Nathan. All right. Don't see an engineer here this evening. Do you have any public comments or petitions? Anyone here wish to address this council? Hearing no one, we'll move on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderwoman Sally Clark.
Nothing to report this time. We were going to have a meeting, I guess, the 26th at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Sewer, Alderman John Spotlow.
Nothing to report.
Thank you, sir. Streets and alleys, Alderman David Livingston.
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA, Alderman Brad Warden.
Nothing unless the chief has. Later in the meeting, but nothing.
All right, just print out those things for you so you know what's going on.
Yeah. Did everybody get a copy of it?
No, just you.
Okay, I'll make sure that hopefully gets a copy of it.
Okay. All right, moving on. Water, Alderman Kendall Miller.
Nothing at this time.
Thank you, sir. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds, Alderman Jim Long.
The only thing I have, I finally received the remainder of the details for all our equipment, the street equipment, and the trucks from Joey Corsall, and that will be in the process of putting all that on our equipment and pickup, so it's going to look real good.
All right.
Pay attention when you see it. Truck run up down the street here in the future to see what it looks like.
Right.
Did I miss the meeting when we decided to get these decals, or what happened there?
I don't think he was even here. I don't think he was on the board yet.
It's been a while.
It's been quite a while.
Okay.
Why? Is there a problem?
Doesn't make any difference if there is or not.
Well, I'm just curious.
And so, go ahead, I'm done.
We got all the equipment, stickers for all the equipment, every piece of equipment we own, and it's less than one sticker for the new police car, so.
All right. Moving on. Tourism, Alderman Kendall Miller.
One thing is, the 29th of April, 6 o'clock at the high school, there's an all-town meeting, so if everybody can make it. And plus, I think there's a cleanup thing for... Was that at the museum, the blacksmith shop?
Yeah, this coming Saturday from 9 to 12, we're cleaning the museum and the blacksmith shop. And there'll be blacksmithers in the blacksmith shop that day also.
Awesome.
And then we have the spring forward sale.
That next weekend.
That's next weekend.
Yeah. Yep. I have 15 vendors inside the visitor center, and I think there's 25 or 30 at the park.
At the park, yeah.
Oh, that's great. It should be pretty full again. That is wonderful.
And then Christine, I think Christine's got some over there outside. And then Blacksmith Shop Museum will be open.
And I think Linda might have some out on her outside of the shop this year, too. She could talk about.
So. Yeah.
I want to take an opportunity to, while I'm in tourism here, to recognize somebody that kind of behind the scenes a lot of times, but not behind the scenes, and that's Karen Myers, for the work she does with the music in the park and work she did last year with Scenic Drive, helped put together, and plus this spring for the spring drive. And so it's just a lot of times, I know she'll probably kill me, but anyway, I just wanted to recognize her.
She does
her
do a lot of work.
She does a good job.
Yes, she does.
So.
And it is a lot of work. Cause,
oh, my. And she's good at it. She's been organized.
Yeah, the visitors that are part of it, and there's a lot of people contacting you, and I mean, we're meeting tomorrow at 1 to make some final decisions and stuff, so it is a lot of work.
She is an asset to our city.
And other than that, that's all I have for tourism at this time.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Tiff, Alderman John Spotlow.
Just unfinished business.
All right. Citizens Committee, did anyone hear from Amanda? Does she have anything for us?
I'm just continuing on the online segments that were required from last time.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Christmas Committee, I don't see Kenny or Jeannie. Okay. Economic Development Committee, behind the police chief. Do you have anything for us, ma'am?
No, just that you're fine. just the LEAP meeting on Monday night again.
All right.
Sending an invitation to everybody to attend.
Where's that at?
At the high school auditorium.
Okay.
And that's at 6?
Yeah, on Monday. Yeah.
All right.
You're central.
No, high school.
Yep,
all your ideas and stuff.
All right, moving on. Public Works report. Evan?
All I have in the next few weeks, we're hoping to start flushing hydrants. So we'll be getting some signs out and getting that rolling. So we'll get our notices out to everybody so they're all aware of all the businesses and stuff like that. We're hoping in the next couple weeks to get that started and move forward.
All right. Anybody have any questions for Evan? Okay, thanks. We'll move on to unfinished business. We need to talk about a revised window agreement for City Hall. The basement windows weren't included.
Right.
Cindy's got some more information on that.
Yeah, and we've included stuff in there. To that first, we're just going to do the big windows. So he was here, looked at them, and he said, have you considered doing all the windows, doing everything around the basement, you know, the garage, you know, bathrooms, everything? And I said, well, how much more will it be? So we went through that, and that was going to be another $7,000. Well, when he took all the measurements to the window place where they're making the windows, they said they would not do the double hungs upstairs because the windows are way too big. They'll break, they're afraid they'd break. If we do, like, they're called picture windows, but they'll be the same size, but they'll be called picture windows. That way they're guaranteed forever if somebody, you know, a rock gets thrown through one or BB gun or who knows what. They're guaranteed they'll replace the window. So we went through the new price for the picture windows and then all the basement windows going to Frost or whatever it's called. All the basement windows and then the garage ones so nobody can actually see in. The light would come in, but nobody will be able to see in. So total, because being going from those double hung windows to picture windows, trying to change prices. So it's going to end up, the total will be $27,125. And that's every window in the building will be replaced at that point. So you guys can decide if you want to use that much TIF money for that. He really wants to do the job. He called me last night, called me this morning. He's like, he said, I got the measurements at the window place. He said, I'll get them ordered tomorrow if everything goes okay. I'm like, okay. So I just didn't want to make any decisions without talking to all you guys.
But they will be the same size windows?
They'll all be the same sizes, yeah. Okay. And it's, you know, every arch, they're keeping the woodwork, like, above the doors, so it's original. And the windows will be cemented in to the building, you know, so there's no frame.
Explain to me, the last time he was down there, the reason they had to switch the windows was because the big windows upstairs, the glass are too heavy and the frame won't hold it. I mean, they're a steel reinforced vinyl clad, but yeah. Except that glass being double pane like that, it's just too heavy.
Yeah.
And they will not guarantee it. He put them in, but
yeah,
for
he said
lifetime, he,
yeah, he said he'd do
them. They were going to have to put two windows in each one of those holes up there. That's the reason. You explained it, and I just, that's what he told me too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just going to, but the double hung, they were just going to be way too heavy.
Yeah.
So did we put a $4,600 check this down?
Yeah, he's just holding that. He's okay. Just held it.
And so the balance would be $22,525.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we want to use all tip money on this?
That's up to you guys. Go and use the whole 27. And she's coming Monday to do the floor in the visitor center. So the kitchen floor, that's Monday. We're going to do it.
What time will that be?
I think she said she'd be here at 9.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
29th on Monday.
Do we need a motion?
No. We definitely need to preserve this building.
It needs windows.
Yeah, there's a lot. When you walk around, look, there's a lot of cracked ones and broken ones.
There's no time to doing part of it.
Yeah.
And you got to do them all and be done with it. Well,
and like what kind of started all this, because in that room, they're leaking, so the water's running down.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the only one that's leaking.
So. Yeah, when it rains.
What's the name of the company?
Skyline Remodeling.
I move we give Skyline Remodeling the $23,525 and go ahead and do all the windows in the city building.
The total amount is $27,125, right?
Right, and then we gave them a check for $4,000 something.
So it'd be $23,525.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Is that upon completion or?
Yeah. Yeah, he just got he's got the down payment. That would be when he's all done.
Okay.
We are going to use 100% tip, right?
That's what you
is that worth? Is that worth the? I mean, do we have to do it separate because it's TIF, or do we have to do something TIF related, or can it just be one motion, just like he's doing right now? Only specify whether it's paid for by TIF.
Just specify.
So
paid by TIF. Yeah.
It's up to you. It's your motion. I'm just wanting to make sure that is the way we can do it.
If everybody didn't agree, I'll move that we use 100% TIF money to pay for these.
Yeah. And we have a second. Sally, you're second?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion?
No.
All right, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
And Mayor Lafer.
Aye. All right. No other unfinished business. We'll move on to new business. This 3-month CD to iPayba State Bank. Treasurer or Levi or?
Well, it is up for its time for renew, so it's up to you guys if you want to continue it or if you want to follow that.
I got you.
They just don't have the interest rate till what, Friday?
They won't have it. Well, it matures the 25th,
So
we'll have to call them the 25th to see what they'll do. They probably will give us a different rate than what they have on the books, if that's what we want to do is, you know, keep it in there. But like I say, we won't know that percentage until Thursday.
Are we gonna need to table that until next meeting, or do they need to know before?
Well, we only got a 10-day grace.
We only got 10 days.
Okay.
So we gotta do something within 10 days.
The only thing we can do is if, we put it on Friday's agenda and...
I can alternate that.
We can put it on, because Saturday's already set up as an agenda for that, but we'd have to put it as an article on that agenda.
It just would have to be an entirely special meeting itself, and just, not just for one thing, so...
And it probably wouldn't hurt to check with...
Right, we'll check, I'll check with the other banks, too.
Yeah, check with the other banks, yeah.
Do we still want to do the million, or do we, I mean, what do you want to do about that part?
How long the term? 3 months?
That's what it's in right now, yes.
I think you should use everything that you're getting right there, that million twenty-six.
Yeah, just keep rolling it over.
Okay, just keep using that amount, and, okay, all right.
Get the best rates.
Okay, then I'll check around Thursday to all of them.
And then with that, I move that we put it on the agenda for Friday.
It has to be a special meeting, you can't be on a committee meeting. What's Friday?
Friday's the agenda for the...
Appropriation budget.
Friday is a special meeting.
It is a special meeting, so...
That's fine. We can do that.
Can we, Nathan, can we add it to this agenda for the special meeting?
Yeah, you haven't published it.
I haven't created it yet. I was gonna release it tomorrow, because it has to be released 48 hours prior.
All right, so we'll do that. We'll add it to the agenda. So we'll table this matter till Friday. That meeting is at 6 o'clock?
Yep.
It's Friday.
Friday at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock Friday.
Is a special board meeting. It's not a committee meeting, okay. All right, that item will be tabled. Next, discuss taking bids for updating and improving the city's website. Does anyone have anything on this?
Other than, you know, I believe we need to upgrade our, obviously, our website. If you go to our website, it's a little complicated to get around. We did have one gentleman come in and offer his services, but I know we need to take bids in order.
So would you guys like to move along that process and actually try to start taking bids for the website, or do you not want to mess with it right now?
I would move that we move along with that process.
And we definitely need to take bids.
The longer we wait, we're just kicking it down the road again.
I'll start on that.
So do we have to have bid specifications, or who's gonna...
I would suggest having them propose what kind of work they're going to do for what amount of money, and allowing you to make your decision based on that.
Just a general...
I think most of those places can look at our website and know what we need. I would hate to try to tell those people what we need.
They're most likely going to have tiers of service.
Yeah.
Because it's not just update the website and then hand them a check and they're gone. It's a daily or weekly.
So that's all you need to do is, we're taking bids for updating our website and...
Proposals, yes.
Proposals, okay. All right, we have a motion for that?
Yes.
In a second?
Spot on.
All right, we have a motion in a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. All right, Levi, you'll take care of that? All right. Moving on, radar unit for the police truck. Chief or Alderman Ward?
Right now, the RAM has a handheld radar that's been, best I can say, retrofitted into it to become an actual radar unit. The handhelds were never intended for that, and it's also a really old handheld unit, so, I mean, it's basically to the point that it needs to be replaced with a radar system akin to the one that's going in Durango. I looked around a little bit, haven't got a complete estimate, but they're about $2,000 for a radar system to go into it. That'll include front and rear radars, and it'll be, you know, a modern radar unit that was actually intended for that. Basically, at this point, and I keep coming to you guys asking you for more money and everything and more stuff, but I'm trying to overcome, from what I can see, at least a couple of years of neglect where stuff has kind of gotten a little out of hand. I'm trying to get it all caught up and get us to where we need to be.
Didn't Frank come to us for a radar gun, didn't we?
They got one, that's probably.
The one that.
Yeah, it's the one that's retrofitted into the truck.
So this radar unit that you're replacing was the one that the last police chief purchased? Or it's older than?
No, I think the one probably older, the Durango.
The Durango has an up-to-date modern radar system.
I would think that one we bought a few years ago.
Is this the other one, the old handheld that's been around for a long time?
It's just a handheld that plugs into.
I think one of them.
They made it out for it.
Stuck to the windshield.
I always liked handhelds better than the others.
Mayberry RFD?
What's that?
Mayberry RFD?
Yeah, I
think Willen got that one.
It's the first time I've ever seen anything like it.
So they probably, with today's airbags and stuff, they're probably not OSHA compliant.
So when you say estimate 2,000, is that?
I found complete radar systems for $19.95.
Okay, all right. Well, I make a motion that we purchase this radar unit for 2,000.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please. Any discussion? Sorry. And roll call vote, please.
Alderman Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jimmy Long?
Aye.
Brad Board?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Next, Chief has to talk about shotguns.
So we got approval to switch two of the shotguns out of the three that we have to less lethal shotguns for deploying beanbags and stuff like that. One of them is a newer shotgun that wasn't any issue to retrofit. However, when I took apart the other two shotguns to try to figure out which one of them to switch over, the internals are all rusted, the actions are not very good. It's like they got water on them at some point. So they're in pretty rough shape. One of them is functional, the other one I can't even pump it. I just switched the furniture out to the less lethal and I can't pump it anymore. So it will not chamber around. I ordered the parts out of pocket to fix it. They're still on the way, so I will go ahead and fix it so that it actually operates. But I would suggest trading in the two older chrome shotguns to someplace to get a more up-to-date shotgun that can actually be used. And then I don't have to worry about exploding if I pull the trigger on it because it's all rusted on the inside.
Where do we get, where do you do that at?
Pekin Gun carries a lot of kind of standard police issue shotguns. I'm not going to get anything wild or looking at getting anything wild, or I'm just going to look for just a black shotgun that actually works.
Is that 400 for both or each?
I got to go get an estimate from Pekin Gun as far as what they'll give me for the two old shotguns. And then I think a standard shotgun is $500 or $600, so if I can get a little bit of money out of those two old shotguns, probably be around $400 to $500 to trade them in.
He's getting rid of two and getting one.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you want, $500?
Yeah, $400 or $500 around there, yeah.
Oh, I mean, it'd be okay, $500.
If I come in less than that, just maybe.
Yeah.
Motion to approve $500 for a new shotgun.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Further discussion?
All
right, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Next
before,
item.
Before we move on to the next guns, I just want to, real quick, our handgun that we have is currently at auction right now. Just letting everybody know it's online auction through Gorsuch. It's actually being ran now. So it's been up there for a while. I think it has a month left on it to sell, so we'll figure it out there.
That's good.
All right. Police grants. Someone want to talk about police grants?
I think it's iLetsby just released another grant for dash cameras for cars, Green Park Camera Systems. It covers $5,742 in-car dash camera system. I haven't even looked into how much one would cost. The ones that the county's running right now are very nice. Axon, they sync up with body cams and tasers and everything. I would have to get an estimate on how much they cost, but I would anticipate that grant would cover about half the cost of them, roughly. So I just, if you guys want me to look into that, I'll look into it more and try to figure it out. The dash cameras aren't necessarily a necessity, but they also incorporate license plate reader technology with the Axon system. So if there's a stolen car or an Amber Alert or a missing elderly person, and that'll be flagged on the license plate and sends an alert to the computer. Just something to think about. Nobody wants Big Brother watching everywhere they go, but it has been extremely useful for the county to have that system in the cars.
Just bear in mind that your leadership will not always be the same. So the power you give this guy, you're giving to every police chief from here forward.
I think any kind of grant that you can get, not to say we have to always move on it, but
We did get the reimbursement grant for the body cameras from IPMG a little while ago. So Ben brought down a check for, I think it was just short of $6,000 for body cameras that I was taking care of.
That's good.
So, but like I said, I can look into it more and get with Axon and see what kind of price they should be to bring it to you guys. I just wanted to, before I started digging into this, to see, you know, see if you guys were on board with it or you were uncomfortable with the whole idea. Or
go ahead and give us the information and we'll go from there. Okay.
I got a question. What about the old Durango? What happened with it?
So, work has stopped on it. I told Art Hostler, stop. I'm not going to pay another $6,000 for a transmission for it. Currently, Mike Harmon was supposed to tow it down here last week, but it stormed, so he couldn't get it down here, because I need it down here so I can take all the stuff out of it so I can put the new one. I called him today, he's going to try to get it today, then it started raining again today, so he didn't get it today. And Dave told me that Ron here in town said he would run up and grab it, so I'm going to call Mike in the morning and be like, hey, can you get this down here today or not? And if he says no, then I'm just going to have Ron run up there and grab it.
There's a final bill on that.
It's $2,500 for the valve body that actually wasn't the problem. So they were going to go ahead and do the transmission, and I told them no. And if they would have done that, the bill would have been about $8,000. So I've talked to a couple of you guys about just finding a used transmission to put in it from somewhere just to get it moving. That's kind of where we're at on it right now.
Okay, I agree. But they're wanting $2,500.
Yeah, for the valve body, that wasn't the problem. So,
counselor,
I figured you'd be looking my way after you.
That's why we pay you the big buck.
Well, the problem is if we sign a repair agreement with them that says, you know, language like I would put in a repair agreement, then we're going to end up getting stuck with that bill anyway. But I haven't seen it, so if you got it, I'll take a look at it, and we'll see if there's a way that we can go back to the negotiating table, because I mean the part's good, it's in the car, it's we sure it was used to begin with based on what you said.
We're just going to have to pay it.
Yeah,
I think it's wrong as much as you think it's wrong, okay?
Yeah.
But we're just going to have to.
That's the only way you're going to get the vehicle back, but I mean it's a damn crappy deal.
I mean they did the work and we agreed to get the
money. I mean, I'd be embarrassed to do that if I owned the shop.
Yeah, they misdiagnosed it.
Yeah. But it's not the first time. So the one thing that I did, I talked with Levi about as far as paying that $2,500 instead of having it go on the budget that's getting ready to roll over, paying it after the first so that it goes on next year's budget. Because I think the vehicle budget is like $3,500. The truck is in, I haven't been able to find any maintenance records on the truck as far as anything that's been done for it. It's got 45,000 city in-town miles on it. I know it needs tires. So I went ahead and scheduled all the maintenance that needs to be done for the truck. That's gonna be done on Thursday.
Where at?
It's at it'll be at Harmon's. He's been doing all the maintenance for the county and stuff like that, so.
Okay, that's good.
I had $3,400 left in the maintenance budget without paying for that Durango mess. So, and what needs to be done for the truck pretty much takes care of. The maintenance budget for this year is done.
Okay.
But the good thing is if we put this Durango off to onto next year's budget for this repair, all the stuff on the truck should be done outside of the oil changes. The new Durango will not need any maintenance outside of the oil changes because everything is brand new on it. So there should be plenty in the next budget for that, even with repair bill for this old Durango. At least that's my take on it. If you guys want me to do something else, I'll do something else.
Sounds good to me.
I would check everything, check the police vehicle to Harmon all the time.
Yeah, I'm just trying to catch up on all the maintenance stuff I get.
Because there's nobody local anymore. And I would suggest, this is just my thinking, but if a new Durango needs any warranty work.
It's not going to cost.
I would go anywhere but can.
Yeah, I have a pretty good relationship with a lot of cars, personal cars, from Layman's over in Morton, their Dodge dealership over there. And I think I may try to work out an agreement with
either them or bring in people. I mean, yeah. I would not pick another
wheel. No, I'm
wheel.
Not thinking, nothing else is going back to Hossler.
After this will let go.
Yeah.
That's the only way we can get back at them a little bit.
We just learn from our mistakes.
I 100% agree.
Like David said, we got to pay it so we can get our vehicle back, but it's a crappy deal. I hope everybody reads it in the paper.
Chris, how did you say that grant was, $5,000?
It's $5,000 and some change. It might be $5,742, $5,746,
okay.
Something like that. So it's right around there somewhere.
All right. We have any other business we need to discuss about this grant information? All right. Anybody have any other business? All right. Everyone had a chance to look at the bills? Any questions, concerns about the bills? We have none. We have a motion to pay all properly endorsed bills.
Move we pay all properly endorsed bills.
I'll second it.
Have a motion and a second to pay the bills. Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Swatlow.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Bills are paid. Do you have any need for a closed session? We have no need.
I move to adjourn.
All right, we have motion to adjourn. Meeting's adjourned. God bless you all.